This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
If Ibrahim alayhi salam was prepared to sacrifice for Allah that which did not make sense to him, with us, it makes sense. Allah tells you stay away from X, Y, and Z. 9 times out of 10, you can have a reasoning. Maybe 1 out of 10, you might not understand why. But for the sake of Allah, we can do it. I remember in the heat, and people said, we're going to be walking in the heat. And all of us collectively decided, it is for Allah, so we will walk. It's okay. It's a minor thing. It's small. We will sacrifice it. What are you prepared to sacrifice for the sake of Allah? We are still in Dhul Hijjah. We are still fresh from the pelting of the Jamrah. What are you prepared to sacrifice for Allah? Are you prepared to sacrifice some of your time so that you can engage with the Quran, the remembrance of Allah? You can do something good and constructive. You can expand your knowledge. Are you prepared to sacrifice in that way? Or are you even prepared to sacrifice by quitting something you know you're supposed to quit? Or by doing something you know you're supposed to do? For example, your dress code. Many of us, our dressing might not be appropriate. And I don't want to single out the sisters alone, but even the brothers, sometimes the way we dress is questionable. If we wear slightly loose clothing with a slightly thicker material, perhaps that which is not revealing, inshallah we'll be heading in the right direction. But guess what? We don't think about it. Because for us, no one's told us. And we think, why should you be telling me, stop judging me? I remember someone say, one of the sisters told me, I don't think Allah will ever judge me by a piece of cloth. Speaking about the hijab, the head covering. I don't think Allah will judge me by a piece of cloth. So I responded in a cheeky way. And I said, well, there are a few more pieces of cloth. Why don't you get rid of all of them? Because then human beings will also judge you by your piece of cloth, right? A human being judges you by your piece of cloth, whether you like it or you don't like it. You see someone dressed showing absolutely everything, they call her a bad name behind her back. They will immediately think low of her. It's a human thing. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just want to prove a point. What's right and wrong is up to Allah, and Allah's already declared that. But I'm just saying, from a human perspective, people say, don't judge me. You are judging yourself. You are judging yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, if the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had to see you or meet you, would he recognize you as a member of the Ummah? If the answer is yes, good news. If the answer is no, you just have to upgrade, inshallah, and you're good to go. It's not too late. We can still change. But the men too, like I say, women always complain, why do you pick on us only? No, the men too. Sometimes the way we wear our trousers halfway down and so on, we need to change that.